No. All right, and you're on too.
I'm on too.
Yeah.
Where the hell did one go?
Ma'am.
What?
You know it's two as in as well.
As well.
As well.
Fine.
Roswell.
También.
Yeah, that as well.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know what to cover. Do we want to cover something serious, newsy?
Ma'am.
What?
You've been doing this for too long to not just pick.
You know what? I have too many stories is my problem. I need to
stop picking so many.
All right, so I guess we'll go to Arizona. Abortion laws.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Freedom. Come on.
Shit.
And don't Republicans run that state?
Yes.
Freedom then.
Right.
There you go. You're free to breed. You're welcome, ladies.
You are very free to breed.
Come
on. As much as you may not want to. So Tucson, abortion has long been a controversial topic, and a new law that went into effect in Arizona on January 1st is now adding even more to the conflict. Women seeking abortions now have to face a series of questions about their decision. Yay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People are interested. People like babies.
Right.
People don't want to, you don't want people asking you about babies?
No.
Don't women love when people talk about their ovaries?
No.
Strangers?
No.
When you're required to?
No.
So you don't like required freedom?
No.
Fucking America haters.
Many oppose the new law, saying it's too intrusive. Senate Bill 1394 requires doctors to ask each patient a series of questions. Among them will be about the questions for the reason for wanting an abortion. Hi, yes, I would like to have an abortion. Please explain why.
You know what? But the thing is, you're just required to answer the questions, right? They're required to ask them, you're required to answer them, and then you get the abortion.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So you can literally just say, because He-Man's not on the air anymore. Like, you can say whatever the fuck.
Because I can't beat Pac-Man.
Yeah, you say, because everybody's still hating on Vanilla Ice. I'm not bringing offspring into the world where people are hating on Vanilla Ice. I want him to come back and drop a new album, and I want it to sell the same amount the first album sold. And if that's not happening, I'm not breeding. What? What? You can say that. All right, if you are a pregnant person out there that wants an abortion and they ask you why, you can say, because I went on YouTube and I saw DMX singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I said, I will never be able to make offspring that can do something that dope. I don't want to compete. I'm out. Give me my abortion.
That's fun. So Planned Parenthood advocates of Arizona Executive Director Jody Liggett says these questions can bring up trauma. This mostly is an attempt to intimidate patients from seeking abortion care and to make providing abortion care burdensome, said Liggett. The stated objective of the bill is to, quote, gather information. Look, that's apple pie. Nobody is against having it more or against having more or better information. But as we do in democracies, we have to draw a line somewhere around people's privacies, said Liggett. Liggett says there's a provision which allows women to refuse to answer why they're seeking seeking an abortion, and they plan to let the patients know that up front. Though Planned Parenthood opposes the law, others support it. Elsa Medina, you fucking asshole, the executive director for the Tucson nonprofit Hands of Hope, says the law will help women. Let's say a pregnancy is a result of sexual violence or assault. Regardless of what a woman chooses for the pregnancy, we want to know that information, and abortion providers should know what that information is so they can provide additional support. Fun fact. If you tell them that you're pregnant because you got raped, they will automatically call the police and launch an investigation. So this is just a way to trip up women. Actually. Mm-hmm. The bill requires doctors to ask patients if they were raped or are victims of domestic abuse, which also, because we know how well police handle domestic abuse situations.
Oh, well, yeah. You see how well they hit their wives?
Rather well.
Yeah.
Rather
skill.
Often.
They practice on the Negroes.
They do. So it's like, so could you imagine? Because then they're required by law to provide resources to seek help. But that means, so if you're in an abusive situation that you can't get out of, but you know you don't want to have a child in the situation, if you tell them that's why you're getting an abortion, they're going to involve authorities. And now the guy or the partner who's abusing you knows you told on them. Welcome going home. And you got an abortion. Welcome going home to that. It's almost like it's not actually about protecting pregnant people.
I already told you it was about freedom.
Right, it's about freedom.
In the beginning, mm-hmm. Did a cis hetero male not say it's about freedom?
This asshole Medina continues, As a sexual assault survivor personally, I think it would have been wonderful to have my medical provider talk to me about resources that could have been available to me. So I'm surprised why anyone would be opposed to gathering more information. I don't know, sex workers who aren't supposed to be sex workers because it's illegal and get pregnant while working? Maybe they should not tell anyone the circumstances of how that happened. People who get raped by cops at traffic stops, maybe they should not tell anyone the circumstances of how that happened. People who are in abusive relationships, maybe they should not tell anyone the circumstances of how that happened, because it could be bad.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you. So, they want to gather information? Fuck up their information. Tell them because fucking strawberry and cherry taste the same, and I'm tired of calling them both red, and I'm not bringing a child into this world where I have to call them both red.
I should use this to make a political statement, like everybody just says climate change.
Ooh, that's far more constructive than the shit I was saying. I'm saying bullshit. Yo, that, yeah, now you're on to something.
Yeah,
you're
in Arizona and you can, and you are getting an abortion, climate change.
Now, I think that if somebody has, like, a certain level of voice, right, like, you know, like a certain level of platform that they've garnered themselves, they should, like, you know, like, boost this story and boost that idea, like that Phoenix Leaders Deliverance saying climate change. So, like, say you have, like, recently got 10,000 followers on Twitter. Maybe you should make a Twitter thread about this story and say that the women being asked should say that. Like, what do you think? Someone should do that, huh?
You're not slick.
No, nigga, I'm smooth. I know that about myself already.
You're not smooth, ma'am. Either. You fucking ashy. I see you over there.
Nuh-uh. I have beard hairs going into my ears. Okay? Millennial life. That's something that tangent. Yeah, fucking on the way home from work. We're getting home from work, and I keep messing with my ear because I'm like, what's a fucking cat hair on me? Like, what is that? And then I was like, Fans, look. And then she looked, and she was like, one of your beard hairs is so long, it's curling into your ear. It's like, oh my God, nigga. I have a gray beard hair down bottom, and I have basically, I don't even consider that a beard hair. That's like a really long ball hair, all right? Because I have those. And, like, because I wear boxer briefs, they're essentially, like, ironed out. So, like, yeah, I just have, like, these fucking, like, long ball hairs. And, yeah, that's what I consider that beard hair to be. You probably didn't want to know that. And I already put one edit on this episode. I'm not doing two. So, that's kind of how this episode's ending.
That's going.
Long ball hair.
Uh-huh.
I have a really long, like, one. Just one really long nipple hair.
What?
Yeah, on the right side. And, like, when it breaks away, like, it grows in the same spot. When it breaks away, it grows back. It's been like that since I was, like, 16. Like, that same
that,
nipple hair.
That one hair follicle is, like, extra overactive.
Yeah, it's just like, man, I gotta do it. It wants freedom.
It wants freedom.
Doesn't matter what you ask. So, yeah, so Phoenix Cleaver is going to make a thread about this on Twitter. Because she has 10,000 followers now.
Yay.
You're damn right, buddy. And we're going to keep fighting the good fight so that we can try to raise a unit of offspring to release into the world.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep these goggles that I took from work because they are a high quality pair of goggles. All right. WineCellarMedia.com. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.